That was a great song. Sin's Grip Has Lost Its Hold on Me. That fits in perfectly. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We come to the point in our worship when we remember what Jesus did for us on the cross in a special way. We commune with Christ and each other and with every believer around the world, remembering this time, this special event this morning. In fact, we're joining with every Christian who's obeyed Christ's command to do this, going back 2,000 years and going forward until He comes. Today's communion meditation will be relatively simple, but profound if you reflect with me about what we're really doing. For the last couple of weeks, as I pondered today's communion time, I thought about the core issue of what we're doing here today. I asked myself some questions. What are we remembering? Christ's death on the cross, the atonement. Why did Christ die on the cross? To redeem us, to take the punishment we deserve Himself. Why did we need to be redeemed? Because of our sin. So at the root of what we're doing here is our sin and God's kindness. We think about what we have done. Mankind severed their relationship with the Creator through sin. I severed my relationship with God through my sin, my disobedience, my betrayal, aligning myself with God's enemy, Satan. And because God is perfectly holy by nature, He cannot coexist with wickedness. I want to share two passages with you from the Old Testament and two with the New. Isaiah 59:2. But your iniquities have separated you from your God. Your sins have hidden His face from you so that He will not hear. And Psalm 14, the Lord looks down from heaven on the sons of men to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God. All have turned aside. They have together become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. And from the New Testament, Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 8:7, the sinful mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Though our sin broke our fellowship with the Creator, amazingly, He took the initiative to reach out to us in love and come up with a way of reconciliation. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ, in Christ our Lord. We deserve death, eternal punishment, separation from God. There's no way we can clean ourselves up. Just like God, though, the atonement is a deep subject. We could spend our whole life trying to understand every aspect of it, and yet it's also very simple. Jesus took the punishment that we deserved. He redeemed us and bought us back. Our sin and rebellion separated us from God and led to the cross. And the cross led to forgiveness and restoration with God. There are two passages that really summarize the gospel well. The first is Romans chapter 5. The second is Colossians chapter 1. I'll read those. Romans 5. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Since we have now been justified by His blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through Him? When we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to Him through the death of His Son. Not only is this so, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Colossians 1 says, once you were alienated from God and were enemies because of your evil behavior, but now He has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in His sight, without blemish and free from accusation, if you continue in your faith. Your sin drove Christ to the cross, but because of the cross, you have access to forgiveness and reconciliation with God. That's what we remember today. Something incredibly beautiful. Before we partake in a moment, let's take a moment to consider our own sin and our response to God's love and kindness. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for Jesus. We're so grateful that you reached out to human beings and made a way to reconcile us with you. We're so grateful, Lord. We want to remember that right now. Somehow, mysteriously, we can partake and bring Christ's body and blood into us. And we want him in us. We want you to forgive us. We want to be clean before you. Lord, we remember today. We thank you. And we pray now as we take this bread and this cup that you bless everyone doing it and you renew us in Christ Jesus. Amen. So now, brothers and sisters, let's take the bread together. And the cup. God bless you all.